Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Tensions are high between Israelis and Palestinians in the wake of the vicious killing of three kidnapped Israeli teenagers, one of whom was an American citizen, and the brutal murder of a Palestinian teen who was kidnapped and killed after the bodies of the three Israeli teens were discovered. The three Israelis were missing for 2 weeks before their bodies were found buried under rocks in a field near the city of Hebron on June 30th. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the kidnapping. Right now, there are many indications pointing to Hamas's involvement, and it is also important to note that Hamas's leadership has publicly praised the kidnappings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the murder of the Palestinian teenager on July 2nd a despicable act. He called for a speedy investigation to find the perpetrators and urged all sides not to take the law into their own hands. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned in the strongest possible terms the murder of the three Israeli teenagers, Naftali Frankel, Gilad Shar, and Eyal Yifrak, and separately the murder of the Palestinian teenager, Mohammed Hossein Abu Qadir. Calling the killing of the Israeli youths a terrorist act, Mr. Kerry said in a statement, "There are no words to express such horrific loss that shakes all people of conscience. We grieve with all the people of Israel." Knowing that Naftali was also an American citizen makes this an especially heavy blow, not just to Israel, but to the United States. The killing of innocent youths is an outrage beyond any understanding or rationale, and the perpetrators must be brought to justice. Secretary Kerry called the abduction and murder of Mohammed Hossein Abu Qadir despicable and senseless. Mr. Kerry said in a statement, "It is sickening to think of an innocent 17-year-old boy snatched off the streets and his life stolen from him and his family. There are no words to convey adequately our condolences to the Palestinian people." The world has too often learned the hard way that violence only leads to more violence, and at this tense and dangerous moment, Secretary Kerry said, all parties must do everything in their power to protect the innocent and act with reasonableness and restraint, not recrimination and retribution.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.